Blog Talk Radio.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so happy to know that you have tuned in to be a part of this show tonight. We have a special guest. And before I bring our special guest on, I would like to sort of refresh some of you are new, and I know there's several of my speaker's family that's on the line in France, and I welcome you and thank you so much for supporting her. The last four Tuesday, this is the fourth, we've been talking about bouncing back again. And I'm not going to go over the things that we've discussed because it's too much to discuss because I don't want to take away from our speaker. But she's going to be talking about bouncing back again as well. But what I want to go over, it's so amazing. I've always mentioned to all of you that how God works. He put together the dots, where the dots need to be done, because I was given this Bible by a friend of mine. I got all different kinds of Bible here, and this one, it's called NIV Encouragement Bible, The Answer for Those Who Hurt. And he always gives people books. I will come across a book or something for me to be able to read and share some of the things with you. Well, this Bible, what it does, it gives you encouraging, I would say, on both sides of the book, on each page, it gives you something encouraging about that particular chapter in the book, in the Bible. And as I was flipping through, looking at it, because it's new to me, I'm just getting used to it, and it's so much to read and so much to see because it just doesn't give you the NIV version of the Bible itself, the Old and New Testament. It gives you encouragement section there regarding that particular story. I would like to read this and let you know and let you see how good God is and how he connects the dots. Now, I mentioned before on one of the things that take pleasure in the small joy of life. And I gave you some different things how to go about doing that, because this is some, these are ways to bounce back again. I'm going to read this and I'm going to let you see what I'm talking about. The joy will be completed in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, 9 through 15. This is the encouragement part of this page. God wants his people to take time to celebrate life. His instructions for people included feasts and festivals, a chance to break from work, to rejoice, to sing, to dance, and give him thanks. Of course, we must always give him thanks. He gave the Israelites a feast of weeks, a feast of tabernacles, new moon festival, a feast of unleavened bread, as well as Sabbath and a year of Jubilee. When we find ourselves in time of stress and hardship, our inclination is to skip the celebration, send our regrets for the wedding, decline invitation, go to invitation to the church, dinner, postpone anniversary trip. So when we go through these emotions, our trials and tribulation, we want to cancel everything because we don't want to be around anybody. Okay. Sometimes our reluctance to party is understandable and legitimate, but such occasion can also be God-given opportunity to find relief from day-to-day struggle of staying afloat spiritually, emotionally, and physically. There are times to refocus on the gifts, on his gifts, his friends, his family, good food, music, and even small celebration, a quiet family dinner with candlelight, a walk on the beach, a stop for ice cream, or even just a break for a cup of tea with a friend can give us a renewed awareness that God is good. Remember I talked about walking on the beach, walking in the park, getting some ice cream? Those are the same things that was mentioned when I was going over the first two Tuesdays about take pleasure in small joy of life. The same thing. And God led me to this page to let me know that I was on the right path. I was given the right message, and it ties right into what I said several nights ago about take the joy to small things. It doesn't have to be big things, small things. Just taking a walk in the park, out on the beach if you go to near the beach. Just simple things, getting some ice cream, something that you love, enjoy. So you can get that joy back again, just starting little step at a time, bouncing back. And you can bounce back from whatever situation that you might be going through, loss, health, whatever the situation is, God is good. He's there. Just like Donnie McCurkin says, there is a God. There is definitely a God. And he's still there on the throne. And he is still watching out for you. That's how he connects to God. He showed me that I was on the right path. This book that I was reading, because I pick up books, and this was a small book, Bouncing Back Again. And pulling open this book to this page and reading at the end, it says the same thing I said before about the simple thing in life that you can do to make your day, to make you happy again, make you feel like you want to bounce back again, being around people also. So this Thanksgiving, try to be around friends and family. You can't be around, travel and do where you want to go, but be around friends. Set the invitation. I know your spouse or your loved one, your mother or whoever you have lost, special loved one, they're not there. But their spirit is there. So go and enjoy yourself. So that's all I wanted to say about the bouncing back. I am going to go ahead. I want to make sure we have enough time so we can listen to our speaker. Our speaker name is Nancy Hill. Nancy's been with the ministry for the last several years. And she's going to talk to you about her being able to bounce back. But before she begins talking about that, I want her to come to you and talk to you about this is a ministry that she started. This is something different. It has initials, KGSH, and it means Suicide Prevention Awareness, Knowledge Gain Speak Hope. She's going to talk about that just for a few minutes, telling you about this particular organization that she's put together. And also, she will tell you why she started this ministry. And she's going to talk about bouncing back again. So I am not going to talk anymore. I'm going to let you hear our friend and dear friend, Nancy Hill. Nancy?
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody for listening to me as well. Tonight, I want to tell you about my foundation. My foundation is making people aware of suicide and prevention, that there is hope out there. A lot of us, a long time ago, when you see a suicide, the word suicide, it was like a dirty word, and people kept it a secret, and they talked among themselves and stuff. My son completed suicide in 2011. He had a young daughter, and he had a son. And I didn't want my granddaughter to walk in the room and hear people whispering about her daddy committed suicide. I wanted people to understand that suicide was a brain disease, just like, you know, a heart disease or, you know, a kidney disease. That's a disease as well. And when you get so depressed that you just can't shake it off and come out of it, people say, I wouldn't kill myself over a woman. I wouldn't do this. You know, you don't know what you do when you're depressed. And when depression has got you so low that you think the world's better without you. I found my son hanging from suicide. My husband passed away 18 months later on a motorcycle, in a motorcycle accident. My son was my only child, my husband and my son. I was a single parent until my son graduated from high school and I got married. So that was my little family. You know, I have siblings, and I truly thank God for them. My sister Vicky, when my husband died, she opened up the door and she invited me in, and I stayed with her for 8 months. So I thank God for that nurturing that she's given me and continued to give me to this day. God put in my spirit that when Kay passed, that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I promise you, he hadn't. He opened doors that I could not even imagine would be open to me. The knowledge, the understanding. I got into classes about, you know, suicide and try to understand it. I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. So I try to educate myself. I try to get as much knowledge as possible. And I thank God for that, because people have called me and asked me, you know, such and such is going through this, what can we do and stuff like that. So I thank God that he allowed me to be a resource, that other people know that there's help out there, there's hope. We didn't know that. We didn't have that. I didn't even have a sign that he was, you know, that depressed. He was married, had one child by his wife, and he had one before he got married and everything. So after losing my only child, my husband was who I was leaning on and stuff. And when they called and said he had been in an accident, I was like, okay, he was in the motorcycle club. And the bikers was like our family. And they've been here for me since he passed. They all supported me. So I thank God for the people he put around me and in the midst of all that I've been through. When I was going through my suicide awareness class, my sister and I was there one day, and they said, "You'll find a gift, you know." And I'm saying, you know, what gift? You know, I lost my child. You know, you're talking about a gift. But there is a gift in your tragedy. In all situations, God revealed to you the gift that he has for you. Also, in John 14, verse 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. He that believes in God believes also in me." That's in Jesus. So because had I not known God, I would have lost my mind, because that was my only child. And I know that if I didn't know, I would have lost my mind. Because I knew God, because he carried me, because his grace and his mercy, he has shown me how to bounce back through love, through knowledge, through education, through family members, support. I am not alone. So that's why I want to make sure that everybody know that there is hope. There is hope, you know, and God won't leave you, and he won't forsake you and everything. And I want people to know that, you know, you don't know what the person is going through and stuff, but I didn't even know signs and everything. I seen some signs after I learned what they was, you know, that he was, you know, a grown man, you know, and he had pajamas on. He came over to my house one morning, and I'm saying, you know, he's driving. And I'm saying, why are you in pajamas? Grown people don't do that and stuff. But I didn't know that that was a sign of depression. So from the knowledge that I've gained, I try to share it. I went to first aid for mental illness class. I learned from Nani about peer-to-peer pressure. I do a walk every September, and it's called KGSH Foundation, Knowledge Gain, Speak Hope. That's what I gain. I gain knowledge, and I'm speaking hope to other people that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, no matter what your situation is, you don't have to walk around ashamed, because God got you, and God knew before everything's going to happen that God knew where we was going to end up at and what he wanted us to do. So out of my tragedy, you know, came hope, knowledge, love, understanding, peace. So I'm truly grateful to God. And like I said, he gave me the word even after my husband passed. He came back and reminded me that I'll never leave you or forsake you. So he's put people in my path and stuff, and even when he put this ministry in my path, that one of my friends aunt called me and said, "Hey, you need to listen to them and stuff, and it'll help you encourage," because she had lost her husband, and she lost her husband after I lost mine, but she found the group and she reached out and extended it to me. And I thank God for the doors that he's opened and the people that he's brought in my life. Because I know had it not been for the Lord, I don't know where I would be at. But because of the Lord's mercy and his grace and his love for me, I am so thankful. I'm truly thankful. My mom, she died in 2004. And when she passed, we found this little saying that says, "In happy moments, praise God. In difficult moments, seek God. In quiet moments, worship God. In painful moments, trust God. And every moment, thank God." So I thank God for y'all listening to me, and I thank God for this opportunity, this how he allowed me to bounce back through his word, through the classes, through the people, through the family members, and through my sister Vicky. Thank y'all.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for that wonderful testimony. And the happy moments, the happy moments, and praise God, I have that right here on my computer. Okay. I'm familiar with that. Yeah, I love that. Yes. And thank you so much for being transparent and letting us know about what happened with your son, why you put together this foundation, and also about your husband. So I know it's been to have two tragedies not so far from each other, you know, the timing. I know that was very difficult, and but you saw that God was in it, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. So he was right there for you, and he's still putting the dots together.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful that you were able to share this information to us tonight, because we all are going to have gone through or are going through different things in our life, and good testimonies helps us to be encouraged in knowing that sometimes our situation is not as bad as someone else's. So your encouragement to us tonight was wonderful. And Nancy has been very involved in our ministry. She, our last anniversary, which was in September, she volunteered. She was on the anniversary committee, and she was very helpful to us in getting things together. So I'm very appreciative for her being a part of the ministry, because she has reached out and helped us in these different occasions. And I know she's going to continue to be a part of that as well on our other anniversary that we are getting ready to put together, our 20th year anniversary. Awesome, awesome. I'm so excited about that number. God is going to show up and show out. He is definitely going to enlarge our territory. But, Nancy, thanks to you once again for giving us that wonderful testimony. Let me see what time it is. I am going to ask let me ask you a couple of questions. I got a couple of minutes for questions, then I'm going to make some announcements that I need.
Okay.
Why did you decide to name your foundation, Knowledge Gained, Speak Hope?
Actually, it's my husband and my son's initial, and God gave me what it means. So the knowledge that I gain is spoke hope. So my son's nickname was KG, and my husband's name was Stanley Hill. So that idea made sure that they both were still connected to the foundation. And
wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know it had to be named something, because, like I said, when you gave me initials, I said, I wonder why she named her foundation that. It's always something that puts the dots together once again. And, that's awesome. Awesome. Let me see if I have another question for you regarding. And you said how old was your son when he passed away?
He was 34.
34? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure that was we never understand suicidal behavior. I've had suicidal family members in my life, in my family as well. And you really don't know what they're going through until it happens, and you sometimes some of the reason you can go back and see some of the things that have happened previously that we did not notice.
Right.
Yes, the more that we talk about it and speak about it, sometimes we can catch those things before it becomes a big problem. So thank you
that's
so much
great.
For sharing.
Yeah, you're quite well. I said that's why knowledge is gained. So, you know, we got to learn about it and speak about it, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just to acknowledge.
Right, exactly. Well, thanks once again. I do have some announcement.
Okay.
I'm going to go down this list that I sent all of you in a group text. Number one was to tune in tonight. I'm glad, Nancy, you brought on a big audience tonight. So lots of your friends and family supported you. The other thing is, I want all of you, I mentioned again, to save the date. I hope that you can be a part of our Christmas gathering. It is going to be December 17th at 11:30, and we are going to go back to Magnolia Room in Tucker. The food is good, and they have different rooms where private rooms that you can celebrate your occasion or whatever. And we decided to go back there for the food. Like I said, the food is definitely good food there, and it's fresh. We are going to, and the reason why we want a place that where you have a separate room, because we're gonna decorate. We're gonna bring some decoration, a little bit of Christmas decoration, to put on the table. But the place is really a beautiful place. These rooms that they have, private rooms. But what we're going to do also at our gathering every year. Now during the pandemic, we did not do. Each year, I think one year out of the pandemic we did do, but we always, during our Christmas time, we do a community outreach. And we normally do shoeboxes filled with toiletry items. We put them together, wrap them up like Christmas gifts, and take them to a homeless shelter for children, women and children. Well, we want to change that to another organization. We're going to pick up another organization this year. We want you, and that's want you to put together at least two boxes. We need 50 shoe boxes for this project. And we do very well because we get about 30-something every year. So we just need two boxes from you this time, shoe boxes instead of one, filled with toiletry items for not for little children. We want it for young ladies. From 8 to 18 years old. This is a mentoring program that this lady has. I'm going to tell you more about it later, but we chose them this year. And we need toiletry items from 8 to 18. These are all girls, no boys, just girls. And you can get socks. For their feet, you can get toiletry items, you can get lotion, you can, what else, lip gloss or whatever you can think of to put in that shoebox and wrap it up beautifully like a gift. And we'll collect those shoeboxes at our Christmas gathering. You bring it there and Sheila and I are going to pack it in our SUVs and take it not on the same day. We're going to take it to that organization. So please get your shoeboxes ready. And you don't have to have them ready until December 17th at our Christmas gathering. The next thing is, and I'll give you more as far as addresses and all that stuff if you were not with us in August when we went to Magnolia Run. The other thing, number three, let's see. Save the date. Shoe boxes. Oh, yes. Normally we have a monthly meeting every third Saturday morning. I will not be able to put together the meeting for Saturday morning because I need to attend a seminar this Saturday morning. I would like you to please to tune in as to freeconferencecall.com on this coming Sunday evening from 5 to 6. I figured I did it late because most people are in because it gets dark at 5:45 now. So I am going to be sending a group text out to remind you again. It's going to be this coming Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. We need to talk about some other things that we are going to begin in the new year. So we want you to call in. I'll send the number to you before Sunday. Enough time for you to to call in. I'm not going to do it. I'll probably get it to you probably by Friday and give you the information. So please be available if possible this coming Sunday so you can learn about some other things that we're doing. And that is all I have as far as So thank you once again, Nancy, for coming on and giving us that wonderful testimony. And be on the lookout for a text from me, a group text, giving you all the details that you need regarding the meeting on this coming Sunday. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you.
Continue to tune in each week from 10 to 10, 30 each Tuesday. And thank you for calling in and being a part of this talk show tonight. Good night and have a great week. Oh, one other thing. Quickly, don't go away. I am not having a show next week. I'm not having a show next week on Tuesday night. Okay. It's Thanksgiving. I'm going to let y'all have fun, and I'm going to have fun. No show next Tuesday night. Okay? Just be ready
okay.
for our meeting on Sunday. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There's mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say, everybody say,
there is,
raise it up.